Once again, Duke and Dow with you in studio, and another 2A West football coach joining us this morning as well. That's Coach Brent Walk of the Mountain View Buffaloes. Another big game for Mountain View tonight. Coach Walk, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me, man.
We appreciate you coming on, Coach. And, man, we're going to jump right into it. You had a whale of a game last week, a big challenge. Had to go up to Lovell, a good team that's been ranked last several years. You've been ranked as well. And you go up there and pull out a nice win. Kind of describe that game to us, because the final score kind of indicated shootout, but, you know, we weren't there. So kind of give us a rundown of last week's game in Lovell.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, it was a big game for us because Lovell is a very, very good team, and we knew that going in. You know, they're pretty much loaded at every position, and so, you know, we got locked in, and offensively, we just kind of jumped on them, and our offense, we love where our offense is at. You know, obviously, we got a heck of a queue, but you know, our receivers are doing a great job. Our offensive line has really developed fast, probably faster than I've ever had an offensive line, because, you know, we're pretty fairly young. We start three sophomores and two juniors on the offensive line, and man, those kids have really stepped up. So kind of going back to the game, you know, we jumped on them and we were very successful offensively. You know, we didn't punt we punted one time the entire game, and that was in the second half. And then defense was playing great, and then they came out, you know, we're up 28-7 at halftime, and, you know, we told the kids, and obviously the kids were bought into this because, again, I'm going to say Lovell's a really, really good football team. And so, you know, we had the mindset the game was not over, and they came out and ran a jet pass, double trick play, very first play of the first half or second half, 51-yard touchdown, and then it was a shootout. It was game on.
Well, you guys come away with the win, obviously, and a big win for your program to beat a team like that on the road. And you know, you get that early season test, that early season challenge. It's got to be a big confidence booster for your kids heading into another big game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was great, you know, and I think, you know, over the years that I've talked to you guys, you know, we lock in, and we do, man. We just lock in on one game at a time, one practice at a time. And you know, our thing this year is, you know, 24 win the day, and our kids are focused on that, man. So, you know, we're ready for the challenge today, and that was a great win, but that's behind us, and we're 100% focused on today.
Well, Coach Walker, you guys have had a lot of success. The Buffaloes have won a lot of games, some championships just recently, and so I'm going to circle back to what you just said about your line. That's a big statement when you say you've had these younger guys step into the offensive line and pick it up maybe better than anybody that you've had in recent years. I guess what I got to say is I got to believe that you're pretty excited, not only about right now, but about the future.
Yeah, you know, we are for sure. But I mean, we're excited about right now. And like I said, you know, we graduated a lot of good kids last year, and we had a, you know, a successful season last year. It didn't end the way we had hoped, but you know, we've got kids that have really stepped in, and my, you know, I'm gonna give a shout out to my assistant coaches. This staff is absolutely incredible, you know, and I'm kind of in a unique spot. I don't know if too many people know this, but everybody on my staff right now, I had the opportunity to coach here at Mountain View. So, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. I'm in a really cool spot right now.
That's unique. I mean, talk about building culture of a program. What better way to do it than that? That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, my son's our offensive coordinator. Tristan Walker is our offensive line coach, and he played for me the same time my son did. And then I have another assistant, Zach Brown, who played. I wasn't the head coach when he played, but I was on staff. So, you know, it is. It's really cool because these guys understand, whether it's right or wrong, they understand, you know, what Coach Walk Mountain View football is all about. And they're doing a tremendous job.
Well, you hope to keep that going tonight, Coach. You have the Cokeville Panthers tonight, another big one in the 2A West. I mean, it's another one of those defense, hard-nosed type football teams that you get tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on film, they, you know, Cokeville, they're always consistent. They do a good job. And, you know, we've talked to our kids that, you know, it's, you know, when we say some, I don't know if people think it's goofy stuff, but, you know, like faces opponents, we're just going to worry about Mountain View, and we're going to come out and really focus, play really hard. You know, when we played Rich County's a good team, but we didn't play real great against Rich County. And when we went back and graded, you know, I wasn't real happy with, I wasn't, you know, ecstatic about our effort. And so we really went to work on that. And, you know, I think we're going to come out and play hard and be efficient and, you know, get after it.
You mentioned your offensive line and some of the guys there. Let's talk about your skill position guys, because Mountain View has put out some pretty great power running individuals in the recent past. Let's talk about who totes the ball for you and who's back at quarterback for you.
Well, you know, Justice Platts, this is the second year we've had Justice. Justice moved into Mountain View last year as a sophomore and had a great year as a sophomore. And, man, he is just – he's really elevated his game. He's about 20 pounds heavier, and he can run. He's a dual-threat guy. But, you know, we have receivers. Isaac Linford, the receivers have really stepped up too, you know. And we've replaced all of our receiving core from last year. And, you know, Kobe Reutz is a junior, Rhett Hunt – you know, there's some guys that have really, really stepped up. Brockton Walker had a great game last week. And what's cool about our, I think about it is we're kind of Justice is really, he's doing a great job reading defenses and distributing the ball to whoever's open. You know, we're not just throwing to one dude.
Well, he leads the team in rushing and passing. So yeah, that the dual threat is the pure definition of that. How about on the defensive side? Who are your team leaders over on that end?
You know, and I mean, in our school, you know, probably in our division, man, I bet you I have 80% guys that are two-way guys. Justice doesn't play defense, but you know, it's the same guys. Kobe Royds, you know, Brendan Walker is a sophomore that has really, I mean, he's having a great year as a sophomore right now, and he starts for us at inside linebacker. And then we love our defensive line, our defense. And, it, you know, it's basically the same guys that are playing offense. But, you know, Seamus Hamilton is doing a great job. Boone Iamone, Landon Solis. And it's interesting, too, and I was talking to the staff about this coming into the season. Although we replaced a lot of guys, we have a lot of depth. There are guys that are, you know, they're just itching to get out on the field. So we got quite a bit of depth. So yeah, we really like where we're at, but you know, we gotta stick, continue to make sure we're getting better. And our whole goal today is to be better than we were last week.
Well, we just had Coach Jernigan on the air from Kemmer. And I just want to get your thoughts. Obviously you're a longtime coach in the region. Your thoughts on the 2A West. You just went up to Lovell. Obviously you got games, you got Cokeville today, but you got Lyman coming down the pipe as well. Just want to get your thoughts on this year's 2A West.
You know, it's always competitive. There's great coaches in our conference, and you know, there's good hard-nosed players. And but you know, like it's I don't get ahead of myself. You know, obviously I know on our schedule that we play Kemmer next week, but you know, I'm 100% focused on Cokeville, and we're just going to take it, you know, one week at a time and back it up all the way to one day at a time. So, you know, I like where we're at right now. You know, we're excited. We're playing good football. And the cool thing is I think we're going to get better and better.
Brent Walk, Mountain View Football, again, taking on the Cokeville Panthers, another big one in the 2A West tonight. Coach, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck to moving forward.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.